mornings on Kix 101.5.
We got to whisper because the baby's sleeping. It's Cadillac Jack, Allie Mac, Kix 101.5.
So in studio with us today, we have a good friend of mine, Kara. She teaches at Burn. That is how I know Kara.
Hi, Kara.
Good morning.
And I was shocked when I went in because the last time I saw you, 9 months pregnant. And then I went in and Jeremy, who works at Burn, told me you had your baby in the car.
That I did. Whoops.
Wow. Take us there. When was it?
So it'll be 7 weeks tomorrow, February 7th.
And did your water break?
My water broke when we were leaving for the hospital, which has never happened before. I've got three kids. So
I have three as well. Oh. Okay. Let me tell you something about my first or our first. That would be Olivia. My wife's water broke overnight in the bed. And I said, you know what? We'll deal with it in the morning. We'll go to the hospital in the morning. Just go back to bed. And she's like, you can't once your water breaks. And we wound up going to the hospital. And I thought we'd be dismissed. Just check in for a little bit. They're going to send you back home. And she was like, I don't know that's going to happen. And it didn't. We had a baby the next day.
So were you going to be induced and that's why you left before your water broke?
No, I had actually planned on going naturally this time, which I did not do with my first two pregnancies. And so I labored at home as long as possible.
Okay.
Which clearly was just a little bit too long. We live about 3 miles from Piedmont Hospital and we were exactly halfway there. Well, so my water broke as we were leaving, literally, like the bags were packed. My husband was sitting in the driver's seat and I was like, hold on a second. And so. So, yeah, I guess once that happened, there was no stopping her.
How did you know, pull over right now because this is happening?
So I think the part that helped me the most was preparing for a natural childbirth because I'd done a lot of research and a lot of reading and just really got my confidence up. Mm-hmm. That being said, I've never delivered a baby before, but I knew she was coming. I told my husband to pull over. I picked up my phone. I called 911. So they were on the line with us. But yeah, it just sort of happened.
What sort of happened, if you don't mind me?
I don't know how much detail you want me to go into.
You know what? I'll lead you.
There you go. Questions
How about that,
Kara? Are better. How about that?
Visiting with Kara, who is Allie Mac's burn squat instructor.
Yeah. Yes. Burn squat. Yes, burn squat.
And about
instructor.
A month ago, Kara, you had a baby on the way to the hospital on the side of the road.
Side drive.
What was the exact, what are the coordinates?
For my Atlanta friends who are familiar, it was the corner of Northside Drive and Longwood Drive, right by Bobby Jones Golf Course.
So you're on your way to Piedmont. You pull over about halfway there. And Maeve is the month-old baby that you had on the side of the road. Where was Maeve during this? Was she present? Was she present?
So we pull over. I'll give you the timeline. I called 911 at 6:33. My husband got out of the front seat of the car, walked around the hood of the car, opened up the passenger door. It was kind of a rainy, gross night. So I said, I'll stay right where I am. And he was telling the 911 operator our coordinates, where we were. And he said, the way he explains it, he was a total rock star, by the way. He doesn't get enough credit in this situation. I looked away for 1 second, and then I looked back, and she had a baby in her arms. So I held her. She was crying right away, which is a good sign.
Sure, always
good.
Yeah, yeah.
And fortunately enough, had a towel from Burn in my husband's front seat. So I wiped her off with a little white towel and she looked up at me. So I knew she was fine. We told the 911 operator that, the baby had been born. And he said, okay, stay put. Do you have anything to clamp the umbilical cord with? We said, no.
You don't carry a clothespin around?
Yeah, I said the exact same thing to my husband. Where are your binder clips?
Yeah.
And, So he stayed on the phone with the 911 operator. And then I said to him, get back in the car. We're going to the hospital. And the 911 operator was like, no, stay where you are.
We'll come to you.
The ambulance is on the way. And I said, nope, we'll get there faster. So my husband handed the phone back to me. I held her in my arms. The 911 operator actually instructed me to keep her in between my legs to keep her warm. I didn't really think about that. And to keep her level with my stomach so that there wouldn't be any blood flow with the umbilical cord still attached and whatnot. But you can actually keep an umbilical cord attached for up to 15 minutes, which I now know, thanks to my doctor. So we were at the hospital within 3 or 4 minutes, I believe it was.
And they knew you were coming.
And they knew we were coming. There was a labor and delivery nurse on the line with us. And as soon as we got there, it was like nobody. And I told my husband, run inside, grab a doctor, grab a nurse. And then a second later, a swarm of doctors and nurses came basically stampeding at our car. And so my husband cut the umbilical cord right there on the spot.
Like in the lobby.
Like actually in the parking lot, in the driveway of Piedmont Hospital. And then they whisked Maeve away and made sure she was stable and, you know, healthy and all that stuff, she was.
Healthy and beautiful.
And thank you.
She's with
You're
us
sweet.
This morning.
Yeah, we were very fortunate. I never really thought about what if, you know, what if she's not breathing or what if, you know. And so we were just very, very lucky that I was okay and she was okay. And once we got up to the hospital room, we were, you know,
the talk of the town. I'm sorry, my mouth's wide open looking at you just because I'm just taking all this in. I can't imagine.
Sure, yeah. No, after, I'm still taking it in 7 weeks later, you know.
After having three, my wife having three.
Well, they told me the third one comes quick.
Is it true, Kara? Yeah. I heard you were laughing when you guys pulled up to the hospital.
I was smiling. I have some pictures. I think I was just in shock a little bit, maybe, because I was, you know, I was telling my husband, you got to take some pictures of this. I'm not going to believe this tomorrow.
Yeah, very few people are in that club.
Wake up. Well, the good part was I never slept a wink that night. So there really wasn't any chance to, you know, think I was dreaming. But people ask, one of the main questions we get is, were you panicking? And I said, no, you know, it was actually a weird calm. I mean, we haven't heard the 911 call. We'd love to get a copy of it if we can, because we wonder if maybe we remember it differently than it actually happened. And if we were these calm, stoic people, but really we were like, ah, you know. Yeah. So I think it would be funny to listen to it. And you know,
you can file an open records
request.
I tried.
They didn't.
Yeah,
answer.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm filing for my 911 call.
Seriously?
I didn't know you had a 911 call. Yeah.
Y'all talk about that
at
your next
burn squad. Yeah,
we'll have to get
burn,
a glass of wine or something.
Squad appointment.
Yeah. Yes. We have Kara in studio from Burn, good friend of mine. She's my spin instructor, had a baby in a car. Like, when they told me this, I was like, no, that's not true. That's not, like, Kara had her baby in her car. Like, from the last I remember, every time I went to one of your classes, you're like, I might be here next week. And then you were there next week. You're like, well, maybe I'll be here next week. It just seemed like little Maeve didn't want to come.
And then all of a sudden.
And then all of a sudden, she was ready.
Wow, I'm serious. I'm blown away by the story. It does happen, though. Kara's in studio. We're whispering because the baby's in the studio, too. Beautiful Maeve is 1 month old. Kara is Allie Mack's spin instructor, and you, about a month ago, had Maeve on the corner of Northside. And
yes, I did.
Northside and what? Langford Parkway?
Longwood Drive.
Longwood Drive.
Yep.
Longwood Drive.
Right by Piedmont.
Let's talk about the bond that you as a mother and Maeve maybe have now and will continue to have, because you literally delivered your daughter. Mm-hmm. What's the difference in the first two kids and Maeve? Can you tell anything different?
Not yet. I think that will come in time, because I'm obviously going to have to tell this story to her when she's old enough to comprehend it. We like to say she has an icebreaker for life now. You know, when she meets people, she can always... That being said, yes, it does... It did make the experience way different than the first two, which is kind of cool, because when you have multiple children, that's hard to do. It's hard to make the, you know, delivery experience different. I would say I nailed it.
As did your husband.
But one of the things that, the whole situation.
Thank you.
But one of the things.
The birthing of the baby.
One of the things
Where's
that
your mind?
A lot of moms out there will know is they encourage skin-to-skin contact between a mother and
a
baby. And unfortunately, when we arrived at the hospital, I was fully closed, and they took Maeve away and did all her vitals and all that.
Sure.
And I didn't see her for an hour and a half. They didn't bring her back. She was born at 6:33. I think I saw her again at 8 o'clock that night. And that was actually one of the things that kind of upset me, was I missed that initial time of, you know, bonding. And...
But Kara, I think that the experience that you had with Maeve by giving literally birthing her yourself, that's going to create a bond.
I cannot imagine the bond that will be created with mother and daughter. Yeah, it's a great story.
And how old are your other two children?
I have a 5-year-old boy, Finn,
uh-huh,
and then a 3-year-old Catherine.
So how did you explain to them?
There's been a lot of spinning going on in the house. So spin classes? A lot of practice?
They know she was born in the car. I'm not sure they're old enough to really comprehend that. I'm sure when they're older, they'll be in a little bit more shock about what actually happened.
It could become a conversation, you know, icebreaker conversation starter for them as well.
Yeah. I mean, there are a couple moms from my son's class who were like, well, that was an interesting conversation, because I blurted out that Miss Kara had Finn's baby sister in the car. And they were like, but where was the doctor? How did they, you know, so they were like, I was not prepared to answer that. So, you know, they think it's kind of cool that mom's on the radio today. You know, those are the things that excite 5-year-olds and 3-year-olds.
You know, I bet it'll come from like their peers as they get older.
Absolutely.
And they tell the story. They'll explain the magnitude of the situation.
Yeah. Wait, dude, think about that. Your mom just your mom and dad, you know, so.
I remember the story, you may as well, from back in the big snowstorm back in 2014. There was a baby, I think, born right here at 285 and Roswell Road.
I believe you're right, yeah.
In Sandy Springs, here in Sandy Springs, where we are. It does happen, not often.
So I was going to say that
but before. But you're in that cool club.
Yeah,
now.
When we pulled up to the hospital, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so sorry. And one of the doctors said, it happens more often than you would think. My doctor said last time it happened to me was 10 years ago. But, you know, yes, it does happen. Yeah. You know, it does happen. So.
And I'm sure there are other women out there that have done the same thing. And
I get a news article about once a week from a family member that, you know, is like, oh, this woman in Maryland had her baby in a
right,
truck.
Yeah,
you're not unique.
No, you're not as special as you think you are.
But y'all can gather, like, for a yearly conference
somebody
or something.
Somebody at Burn yesterday said, I bet you there's a Facebook group for babies born in cars.
Well,
there's a Facebook group for everything, so you're probably right. So I never thought, I didn't look that up last night. I'll have to do that today when I leave.
We've got Kara from Burn. She's a spin instructor of mine in studio. I had a baby in her car. It's an unbelievable story. And little Maeve is in studio with us. How is she sleeping?
She's sleeping good. Knock on wood.
Yeah. There are three main questions that you get, Kara, from people more than any other. Okay.
Number one, how did the car make out? That's the one that my husband gets all the time.
Wait a minute, make out. Like,
you know what I mean.
Detail. Like getting it detailed afterwards.
So funny story. Funny part of the story is when I had that feeling that my water was going to break, I instructed my husband to run inside and grab a towel because I want to save your car. And then my water broke before I got in the car.
That's so grateful of you.
But he could not find a towel on the first floor of our house. So rather than waste time running upstairs, he grabbed this enormous blanket from our family room that his parents had given us. Sorry, Big B and KK. It was from their golf club, but it was huge. And so, you know, it was like triple, three ply, you know, once we put it down on the seat. And so when we got to the hospital, one of the nurses picked up the blanket and like threw it in the garbage. And she said, nicely done. You know, there's nothing.
The cleanup wasn't as bad.
The car okay.
was fine. And all the nurses said that to my husband when he got upstairs. They were like, should probably head down and check on your car and bring some towels with you. And, you know, and he got down there and he was like, wow. I know my wife is neat, but like this is. So that's the first question that we always get. Second question is it cheaper to have a baby in a car than it is to have a baby
that's an awesome
in a hospital? We get it a lot more than you would think. We haven't run the numbers yet, so I'll get back to you on that. I thought for sure if an ambulance shows up, this is going to end up being our most expensive delivery, but you know, we avoided that one too.
Well, but ambulance services charge you by the mile. So,
oh, so there you go. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then the third question, which is a little graphic, maybe some of your listeners might not even know what I'm talking about, but there's a little something called the afterbirth, and that happened at the hospital. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
That did not happen in the car.
Okay.
Did you hang on
Keep
to it?
Keep it PG rated. No.
Okay. Well, I mean, a lot of people do. A lot of people do.
A new thing to like, you said I'm not a Kardashian.
We did not do that. So those are the top three.
I can't help but think that it would be cheaper to have a baby on the side of the road than in the hospital.
I mean, you did the work. You don't have to pay anyone for labor.
Anesthesia is one of the biggest expenses, or epidural.
That actually is. I learned that when I was researching natural childbirth, is that anesthesiologists.
Oh, they make
those
the
are
bank.
The ones that
they make bank.
They're the ones that get you.
Allie, you need to find you an anesthesiologist.
I'll look on Bumble.
I might go back to work to become a I'm just kidding. Yes, that's the way to go.
Are the other two kids in love with Maeve?
They are.
Yeah.
They're being extra sweet, big brother and big sister. Big sister is loving having a real life baby doll.
Right, right, right.
Big brother's a very sweet boy, so he, you know, is not as on top of her as her sister, but you can tell that he's got a special little place in his heart for her, which is
so,
as he does for his other sister too, but he'll be a good big brother to keep a watch over them.
Average cost of having a baby
here we go
in America in a hospital, $27,866. Now insurance cover a lot of that, but that's the overall cost. And we'll call it $28,000. When you get your bill, would you call?
So we've had different insurance for all females.
I would love to
let you know.
I would love to know. Well, we appreciate you coming in, and we'll take some pictures and get them on all the social media channels of Kara and her beautiful daughter Maeve that she had on the side of the road, Northside and
Longwood Drive.
Longwood Drive.
Got a lot of friends that live on Longwood. That
is that that'd be the city of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Allie doesn't travel OTP at all.
No.
That would make sense. Well, we appreciate you coming very much.
Thank you for having me.
Phenomenal and story.
For us, having us, rather. Thank you.
Great, great story. And I'll wait to hear from you.
About the cost.
Yes. I'm telling you. $28,000, the average cost of having a baby in a hospital.
Stay tuned.
What does it cost to have a baby on the side of the road? We'll find out. Kicks 115's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Atlanta's number one for country hits. Kicks 115.
The best show in the morning. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Kicks 101.5.